from Louisville Public Media.
From Louisville Public Media and PRX, this is The Music Box, sponsored by PNC.
Welcome to The Music Box. I'm your teacher, Miss Faith. Did you know that by listening to this podcast, you are automatically a member of The Music Box Gang? That's the name of our band, where we try out different instruments and learn about the sounds they make. Today, we'll be using instruments from the percussion family.
So, does that mean we'll be playing a bunch of different drums?
Well, it's true that there are lots of different drums from all over the world that we could play. In fact, we could probably have an entire episode just based on that. Future episode idea! But actually, when we talk about the percussion family, we're talking about all kinds of instruments, not just drums. Percussion instruments have the special job of keeping the beat during a song. These are instruments that are hit, shaken, or scraped when played. They also get to add special effects to enhance the sound. Generally speaking, we can put instruments in the percussion family into two separate categories, unpitched and pitched.
Huh? What does that mean?
In music, when we talk about pitch, we're referring to how high or low something sounds. When we sing or play an instrument, those pitches are called notes. When we put notes together by playing instruments or singing, we call those songs. But not all instruments produce a sound that has a pitch or note connected to it. We call those instruments unpitched. Some examples of unpitched percussion instruments are maracas, tambourine, or rhythm sticks like a güiro.
And drums?
Yes, not all drums, but definitely the ones you find on stage at a rock concert. Drums such as the snare, bass, or tom, when played together, create high and low pitches while keeping the beat.
I love the drums.
Me too. One of my favorite types of drum to play is a hand drum, like the djembe. This is a type of drum you hit with, you guessed it, your hand. You can make all sorts of cool sounds just by hitting the head of the drum in different ways. Take a listen.
All different types of unpitched percussion instruments. But what about pitched ones?
Well, there are also many different types. Did you know that the piano is a type of percussion instrument? The piano has many different pitches, right? 88 to be exact.
Whoa, that's a lot. Are there other percussion instruments with pitches?
How about the steel drum? Drum is used in a lot of Caribbean music. It gets its name because it's made from a steel canister called a drum or pan. This pan has been shaped to have different pitches. When you hit the drum with a stick that has rubber on the end, you get that unique sound.
That music makes me feel like dancing.
Yay, me too.
I agree. Steel drum bands are so fun. Let's listen to another instrument now. This is one that you probably have seen in a music classroom. It looks and sounds a lot like a xylophone, but it has the ability to play more pitches. See if you can guess it.
Oh, I know this one. It's a marimba.
Correct. Like the xylophone, the marimba has individual bars made of wood that you hit with mallets. They have the ability to play many pitches ranging from high to low.
Wait, Miss Faith, I have a question. You said the xylophone is made of wood, but every xylophone I've ever seen has metal bars, not wooden ones.
I'm glad you brought that up because that is a common misconception. Actually, the small metal instrument with bars is called a glockenspiel. The xylophone's defining trait is that the bars are wooden, not metal. They sound very different, too. Let's take a listen to the glockenspiel now. Can you hear the difference? Just for comparison, let's listen to the wooden bars of the marimba one more time. Can you hear the difference now?
I can.
I'm glad. Hey, how about we play a game now? I'm going to play some pitched percussive instruments and some unpitched ones. When you hear a pitched instrument, I want you to wiggle your body. When you hear an unpitched instrument, I want you to jump up and down. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Okay, here we go. Remember, wiggle your body if it's pitched. Jump up and down if it's unpitched. Did you wiggle or jump?
Wiggle.
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 Great, here's another. What about that one?
Jump.
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 Jump, 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 jump.
Right. Here we go. How'd you do? Let's try three more.
Wiggling.
Wiggling.
Wiggly, wiggly, woo.
That one was easy. Here's one that's a little trickier. Well?
I wiggled.
I jumped.
I wiggled.
I jumped.
You might have heard the different sounds the djembe made, but it's actually unpitched. Did you get it right? Let's do one more. Could you hear the difference? I hope so. Wow, it's hard to believe how many different instruments from the percussion family we got to explore today. Which one was your favorite? I want you to pretend to play that instrument right now for our band, the Music Box Gang. Or, if you've got a percussion instrument handy, you can grab it now. I'll play some fun music for you to jam out to. Awesome! Man, the percussion family is a ton of fun. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed our journey through music exploration as much as I did. We want to hear your voice on a future episode of The Music Box. Ask your grown-up to help you record a voice memo on your phone. Tell us your name and how old you are. Then tell us about any other percussion instruments you know of. Maybe you play a percussion instrument yourself. We would love to see a picture of it. Or maybe even a sound recording of you playing your instrument. Send it to us at themusicbox@wuol.org, and we might use it on the show. And don't forget to check out all of the additional lessons and resources found in the details of this episode. The fun and learning can keep going even after the episode ends. Until next time, I'm Miss Faith, and you have unwrapped another wonderful gift from the Music Box.
The Music Box is a production of Louisville Public Media and PRX, with support from PNC.
This episode was written by Faith Murphy.
Technical direction, editing, and sound design by Tara Anderson.
Our executive producer is Daniel Gillum. Special thanks to Kirsten Falls Graff.
Additional voices include Maya Wright, Adrian Wright, Justice Murphy, Riken Murphy, and Zipporah Murphy. That's me!
You can get additional teaching materials and all our episodes at musicboxpod.org.
You can also find out how to support the show.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people.